This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea Wednesday. That's according to the South Korean and Japanese militaries in its first public weapons launch in about 2 months, and a signal that Pyongyang isn't interested in rejoining denuclearization talks anytime soon and would rather focus on boosting its weapons arsenal. The latest launch came after North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, vowed to further boost his military capability without disclosing any new policies toward the United States or South Korea at a high-profile ruling party conference last week. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile toward its eastern waters Wednesday morning. It said South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities were trying to analyze more information about the launch. In an emergency video conference, members of South Korea's presidential national security team expressed concerns about the launch and said resuming talks with North Korea is important to resolve tensions. And that's according to the presidential Blue House. Australia and Japan will sign a treaty on Thursday to increase defense and security cooperation in a move that has been hailed as historic, but which might anger China. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia and Fumio Kishida of Japan will meet in a virtual summit to sign that agreement. It's something which Morrison said will underpin greater and more complex practical engagement between the Australian Defense Force and the Japanese Self-Defense Forces. In a statement Wednesday, Morrison said the treaty will, for the first time, provide a clear framework for enhanced interoperability and cooperation between the two forces. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday explained the scientific rationale for shortening its COVID-19 isolation and quarantine recommendations and clarified that the guidance applies to kids as well as adults. The CDC also maintained that for people who catch COVID-19, testing is not required to emerge from 5 days of isolation, despite hints from other federal officials that the agency was considering that. The agency announced the changes last week, halving the isolation time for Americans who catch the coronavirus and had no symptoms or only brief illnesses. Isolation should only end if a person has been fever-free for at least 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing medications and if other symptoms are resolving. And again, that is according to the CDC. In a shortened time, the close contacts need to quarantine. It goes from 10 days to 5. Australia on Wednesday saw rising COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalizations and long queues at testing centers as it continued to battle the rapid spread of the virus in most states. The country recorded more than 64,000 cases. That's up from 47,000 a day earlier. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, met virtually with the National Cabinet, the leaders of Australia's states and territories, to discuss how to respond to almost daily records in new cases and rising pressure on hospitals. Morrison faces increasing calls to make rapid antigen tests available free, in some cases to relieve pressure on PCR testing centers, many of which have been forced to close after reaching capacity. People who have been tested often face long wait for results from overburdened laboratories. A House committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection has requested an interview and information from Fox News host Sean Hannity. Television personality is the first member of the media the panel has asked to speak with. The committee has requested Hannity voluntarily answer questions regarding communications between him and former President Donald Trump, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and others in Trump's orbit in the days surrounding the insurrection. Hannity's lawyer told the Associated Press that they're reviewing the committee's letters and will respond as appropriate. Drivers in the U.S. state of Virginia, neighboring Washington, were stranded in their vehicles overnight as authorities worked to reopen an icy stretch of Interstate 95 closed after a storm blanketed the U.S. region and snow a day earlier. I-95, a major north-south thoroughfare, was shut down in both directions near an area called Fredericksburg. That's about 55 miles in the Virginia Department of Transportation, saying that their crews were actively working to get everyone off 95. Plans were supposedly underway to guide vehicles currently stopped on the interstate to nearby interchanges where they could access alternate routes. Fire.